and welcome to this week's episode of Sales Success with Lixie, where we are passionate about helping you transform the sales in your business so you can be stress-free and earn more money. On today's episode, we are joined by Lisa Williams, who is the Vision Board Queen. She's a trained vision board facilitator who works with businesses to create the blueprints for their dream life and the freedom they desire. So we are going to be talking all about the power of vision boards and how they can help you achieve your business dreams. So let's get into it. Okay, Lisa, could you tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Yes, of course. So my name is Lisa Williams, and I'm also known as the Vision Board Queen, and I help businesswomen create the blueprints of their dreams and their desires so that they can live the life and the freedom that they desire.
I love that. How exciting. I've been looking forward to this conversation. What I would love for you to start with is just a description of what a vision board is and why you think they're important.
Yeah, of course. So a vision board is a collection of images of your dreams and your desires. It is designed to serve as a source of inspiration and motivation to help you take the steps to make and bring those dreams to life. Now, I love the purpose of a vision board is because it's a great tool to help you achieve those goals, especially when you are in business. Business life gets very, very noisy. It's probably the easiest word to use. So when you kind of hear all this noise and see all this noise around you on social media, in the business field, in groups, etc., your vision board will allow you to bring that noise back to actually what you want rather than the noise that's around you. So it really allows you to capture your own visions so that you can stay on your own path rather than take on board all this noise and all this energy that we don't actually need.
I love that because, yeah, like business life is so busy. There's so much we could be doing or want to be doing, but that we can get distracted by as well. So, yeah, coming back to kind of what's really important to you, I think, is absolutely key.
So when we see this noise, like some of it's really incredible, but we tend to buy in on spur of the moment or FOMO. But if we really ask ourselves, do we actually need that to what we need to get to before we buy into things, then it allows us to kind of look and to see if it's actually a purpose for us.
I love that. And what's the difference between vision boarding and like goal setting?
So there's not much difference, really, to be honest. It is very, there's very similar principles, but a vision boarding is very, it's more of a spiritual side of goal setting. It allows you to visualize it, whereas a goal setting is more structured. Mm-hmm. It's more, you know, this is what I want to achieve, you know, A, B, C, D, whereas the vision board will allow you to embody that goal, but in a visual way, in an affirmation way, in a more connection way. So it allows you to go a bit deeper and a bit more inwards than what a goal would.
Yeah, I like that. I use goal setting and achieving quite a lot. I don't tend to use vision boards, but I can see from your description there, I can see why you would use both. Because I think I think a goal, if you set a goal well, I think it gives you kind of the roadmap and action steps that you need to be taking. But if you can't visualize the success at the end, then you're going to struggle to hit the goal. And I think that's where the vision board comes in, is it helps you picture what it would look like if you hit the goal.
Yeah. So for me, I would always create the vision board first, get my ideas, my visions, my affirmations on it, my feelings of how I'm going to feel when I've achieved it. Then I'll break that down into a strategy way of, well, this is what I want to achieve. This is when I want to achieve it by. This is how I'm going to achieve it. So I'll break that down then into a strategic way of how I'm going to get that goal.
I love that. Yeah, it's like the vision, isn't it? It's the what's it going to look like, and then taking that and turning it into a plan so that you can get to that point that's on the vision board.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if we've got people that are listening that have never made a vision board, they've got no experience with it, where do we start?
The first thing is one of the first things is obviously just get a pen and paper, just plain piece of paper, and just brain dump down exactly what it is you want. Something similar to a mind map. So I'm going to show you mine for those that are watching this recording. They'll be able to see this. But if you think of a mind map as in like a spider diagram type thing for those that are listening. So it's very much like you've got like your desires, and then I break it off into like six different categories. So I've got like material goals, self-care goals, wealth goals, family, travel, and then health. And then I'll go off then when my brain kind of processes, well, this is what I want to achieve in my health, this is what I want to achieve in that. And then it might go off. So just imagine like a real spider diagram, a brain map of all of your dreams and your desires. And I use the categories more to help me rather than thinking of the whole everything at once. I kind of use the categories to give me some navigation through that brain dump.
Yeah, and also so you don't miss an area, I think, as well. I think sometimes we can be so focused on like one area of our lives, in this case, our business, that we might forget that actually we have got goals in other areas of our life as well, and they need to work together.
Yeah, definitely.
So I like the categories. I think that's a good idea. And that whole piece of doing the kind of brain dump of everything that's in your head, I think is the best place to start, whether you're doing a vision board or goals. I think getting everything out of your head and onto paper, I think, is such a useful tool because it makes it more tangible. You can do more things with it when you know kind of what's in front of you.
Yeah, definitely. And then once I've done the brain dump, I'll then start working through affirmations. And the affirmations will be like where your brain will say, you can't do this, this isn't possible. Then the affirmations will help you start to reprogram the mind so that your brain is actually going to accept that this does work and you can do this. Because sometimes our brain is so used to us not believing in ourselves that it doesn't really know how to change. So the affirmations will help you when it comes to rewiring that brain to believe that you can achieve those goals, you can achieve those dreams and those desires.
I love that. I'm a huge fan of affirmations. I was doing some before we came and did this recording, actually. I try and do some every lunchtime. And yeah, I find them an incredibly useful tool because the stories that we tell ourselves is what's going to happen in life. So if we're telling ourselves that we're not very good at something or that thing's never going to happen, it's never going to happen because that's intrinsically what we believe. And I think affirmations are an amazing way of helping train your brain to understand that you absolutely can achieve that and to change like your internal narrative so that things you're saying to yourself are more positive and more in line with that vision that you've got.
Yeah, it's really, really important to obviously work on those affirmations so that we are remembering to do it and to do that work and to really change that work. So once I've done the affirmation side of my brain dump session, I'll then start collating the images together. So I'll then start looking at places like Pinterest, Canva, Google Images. You can buy magazines, go through magazines. That's quite a common misconception with vision boarding. I personally don't use magazines, if I'm really honest, because I find I can access an image that I connect with easier online, and then I'll just print it out as and when I want it.
And I don't generally read magazines, so I wouldn't want to buy a whole magazine just to cut the pictures
out. No, and I think as well is, with vision boarding, it's very important to be like as close as to your dream, you know, as you want it. And a magazine, you could flick through hundreds of magazines and still not find anything, whereas if you just type into Pinterest pink car, it's going to come up with a pink car, you know. So there's lots of you know, it's much easier and there's so much readily available to us that we can find things much easier.
I like that. And I imagine this is where like AI tools would come in quite handy as well, because you can be like, I want a specific turquoise Peugeot 206 from this year or whatever.
You're
imagining.
Just be careful there's not too many fingers or wheels on it. You know what these things can be. Sometimes you get an extra finger
or
an extra wheel on a car.
But yeah, I like that idea of getting it as close to what you're imagining as possible, so that you can connect to it, like you can get as emotionally connected to it as possible, because it's bringing your vision to life and you can see it right in front of you.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay, cool. So then we start collating the pictures. So what do we do with them then?
So once you've collated all your images, the easiest, well, it's not the easiest way. There's lots of ways you can create a vision board. You can do it digitally. So you could create it on Canva. That's then you could use that as a screensaver. You could use it as a background. You could print it off and put it up as a, on your wall. There's lots of things that you can do with that. So that's one way you could bring your images together. My favourite way is to buy a nice piece of card, a nice big piece of card, usually in pink. Well, for me, it's pink. You might find one that you love a colour or connect to a certain colour, and then you would cut the images out and stick them on the card. You might find that a whiteboard or a magnetic board might work for you, or a pin board. Lots of people use those for vision boards. They work just as well. They're really effective. I also have people who use books, you know, like a what's the word? Like a project type book something like that. Like an artist type book where you can stick images in, or even draw images in there. Lots of people get a bit creative and, you know, do some artwork with it. That works really well as well. I actually have a few clients who use things like jars and put all their dreams in a jar. I've also got a lady who uses a box, so a bit like a nice fancy box. Put all your dreams and desires in a box, and then every so often you'll just connect with the box. So there's lots of different ways that you can do it, but it's setting that intention out there, isn't it? And that's the main thing, and that's the purpose of it. When it comes to putting the images on a board, there's no right or wrong way. There's no, like, if you do it there, it's going to manifest itself. Or if you put it in that corner, it's going to work. It really doesn't work like that. Mm-hmm. The idea is you go with your gut instinct and go where that image feels right for you.
I like that. Yeah.
And that's all you have to do. And what you will find is if you've got a colour that you like, that colour's going to come through on the board. If you've got a personality trait like being organised or scatty, that's also going to come through on the board. And that's absolutely fine, because the board is for you, okay? Mm. There's no board to compare with, because no one's dreams are going to be the same. So the board has to connect with you. So if you are trying to be organized but you're actually not organized, then the board's not going to align with you. So go with your gut instinct. Don't try and be perfect when you are actually not perfect.
Yeah, I like that. And just on that same vein then, so in that example, if you're someone that's trying to be more organized but you're not organized, should we be trying to organize the vision board so that it aligns with the future self? Or
if you want to be more organized, then having that on the vision board would be the first point. Mm-hmm. But if your vision board is looking organized and you are not an organized person, you might find that there's going to be a bit of a block between connecting with the board. Okay.
Yeah. Probably because you wouldn't be able to, as you're looking at it, it's not going to look like
your
vision board because it's too organized. I see.
Yeah. So there's lots of things, but having that on the board and having that in a format that you are taking the steps to be more organized and then being organized, then yes, I would absolutely have that on there.
I love that. So in those examples you just gave, then I would imagine that if I was to do the vision board, which I'm going to after this, I'm thinking I would have, there would be lots of yellow on it, of course, because everything I do is yellow. And I think I'd love to get your take on this, but I think I would put it in two places. So I think I'd have a digital one that is on the desktop of my laptop, because that is the thing that I look at the most throughout the day. And then I think I also would have a paper one inside my planner, my diary, so that when I'm like reviewing my goals and everything, it's in another place where I'm going to look at it all of the time. Am I on the right lines?
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. If you can even print it out and stick it by your desk, again, another great way to do that. Do you do anything like a morning routine or anything like that? Have you got any like routines that you do?
Yeah, I go through my goals every morning. So I'll sit and do some journaling, and then also going to the gym as well is another one that I do.
Yeah. So when you're doing your goals, if you're being able to access that vision board at the same time, then that's a really good way. So one of the things that I do in the morning is I come in and do like a bit of an energy check with like connection with the universe type thing. And I hold crystals, and sometimes I'll pull a card, sometimes I'll do some journaling. And that's when I kind of make sure I connect with my vision board at the same time as doing that. So if you find something that you do that's like a habit, like doing your goals every day, then connecting that with the vision board will be really strong way to make that connection with the board.
I like that. And then so we've created the vision board now, we've got it in all the right places. Like, what do we do with it now? What's the
connect with it?
Yeah.
Connect with it. So there is loads of ways that you can connect with it. I'm going to say one of my favorite ways is visualization. Mm-hmm. So visualizing things off the vision board would be one of the key things to do each day. Now, lots of people think, oh, I haven't got time for stuff like that. But visualization can be just 1 minute a day.
Yeah.
Okay. And then maybe 2 minutes a day.
Start and
then
small maybe and work your way up.
Yeah. Or as you wake up in the morning, you just spend 1 minute. Before you go to bed at night, spend 1 minute. While the kettle's boiling, spend 1 minute. While she's sat waiting for the kids to finish school, spend one more minute. That it really is just those little pockets of time that we've got to spend mm-hmm. that time to really think about something on your vision board. So that's one thing is visualization. Another thing is journaling. Journaling is such a powerful way to really embody that vision. And it allows you not only to connect with the vision, but it also allows you to work through those blocks as well. Because your vision board is there, but the chances are your brain won't accept all those things on it. So the journaling side of it can really help you. Well, why am I not taking the action on that today? What's stopping me move forward with that today? You know, why am I not eating healthy today? You know, why can't I do that? Why am I not making the sales today? Why am I not reaching out and following up with customers today? And it will allow you to break down anything that's blocking you into where those blocks come from.
I love that. Yeah, the journaling, I think, is such a powerful tool anyway. I think it's something we should all be doing. But yeah, I love the idea of using that to connect with your vision board and uncovering what might not be working with you. Because one of the biggest things I kind of talk through with my clients is if we're not aware of the negative thoughts that we're having, we can't do anything about them. And yeah. I think if you start journaling and writing out those things, like you said, the blockers that you're having, you might not realize that you're having them and therefore can't do anything about them. But by journaling about them on a regular basis, while also connecting with your vision board, is going to be the most effective way of overcoming some of those limiting beliefs so that they stop holding you back.
Absolutely, absolutely. So then the other ways that you can connect with your vision board are probably more along the spiritual side of the life, is things like crystals, energy work, anything that's going to help you, you know, your vibration side of stuff. And that's kind of like the law of attraction side of the vision board element. So obviously what I've spoken as more the strategic side, but there is also that law of attraction, that manifestation side, that's what the journey is. Like, we don't just stick a picture on a board and it happens. It is a journey, okay? Yes, we can achieve things by taking the actions and doing the do, but if we're not aligned to that goal and we're not connected with that goal on a spiritual level, it won't manifest to us.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I'm not a huge practicer person. I don't practice the law of attraction very often, but I do think that if you don't connect emotionally with a goal or a dream, it's not going to happen.
I think you'll probably practice law of attraction more than what you think.
Yeah, probably. You're absolutely right.
You're definitely on that positive side of like what you put out, you're gonna get.
Yeah.
So you're putting out good vibrations, you're putting out good energy, you know, I get a good energy off you. I get, you know, like that you're very like motivated, so that you're getting that back from clients, you're getting that back from, you know, the people you're surrounding yourself with. And that's how the law of attraction works.
Oh, I love
that. We're sat in this low vibration of it's not going to work for me, I can't get sales, I can't do this, people don't want to buy from me. People, you know, don't, I'm not going to achieve stuff. That's the energy that we're going to get back, isn't it? And that's how the law of attraction works. Yeah.
I love that. So although I'm not actively thinking about.
Yeah. We do it every day. Okay. We do it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every single one of us, but people just don't know they're doing it.
I like that. So the energy that you're putting out into the world is going to be, that's what's going to return to you. I like that. What were we saying before this? So we've done our journaling. We're emotionally connecting to the vision board. We are checking in with it every day. I think making like a habit, I'm very routine oriented. And I think making a habit out of doing things like this is the easiest way to make sure that you are doing it on a regular basis. So you said like pairing it with something you're already doing. So if you do have a journaling practice.
Yeah, habit stack it with something you already do. It's the easiest way. It's the easiest way to make it into a routine and doing it every single day. And if you don't habit stack it with something, if you don't have habits now, create a habit, you know, make that into a habit, you know, make it part of your daily routine. One of the things that I say is treat your vision board as if it's your best friend. You know, you're going to pick up the call to your best friend. You got the call, you're going to pick up the phone to your best friend. You're going to message them. You're going to check in with them. You're going to ask how they are. That's what you need to do with your vision board. You know, how are we doing now? What do I need to work on now? What's blocking me? You know, and that's like your journal, you know, saying hi to it in the morning, you know, and it sounds weird to say hi to something in the morning or, you know, but it's a part of your daily routine. Yeah. If you want it to work for you, you've got to show up for them.
Oh, 100%. And although I don't use vision boards, I take that same attitude towards my goals, and that's why I review them every morning, because then I remember what my goals are, why I'm working towards them, and it helps your brain throughout the day to kind of keep you focused on that thing that you're working for. And it'll work the same with your vision board. If you spend 10 minutes in the morning visualizing your vision board, then throughout the day your brain is going to be looking for ways to help bring that vision to life. So when you're faced with decisions, either conscious decisions or subconscious decisions, you're going to be steered more towards the ones that will help you fulfill that vision, because you've spent the time that morning reminding yourself of what that vision is.
Absolutely.
I love that. Okay, any other tips or tricks or things that we need to be thinking about when we're putting together a vision board?
When we're putting together it, it's putting together the vision board is the simplest process. It isn't hard, isn't rocket science. You don't need a degree or anything to do it. Everybody can do it. One of the things that I want you to consider is what's stopping you. Mm-hmm. I find people come and listen or, you know, watch me or join me and they go, oh, I want to create a vision board. I want to do this. But then they don't take that first step. So if that's you and you have said before, I want to create a vision board, you've never got round to it, or maybe after this, you think, oh, I want to create a vision board, but you still don't take the action, what's stopping you take that action? So be conscious of what that first step is that's stopping you, because that's one of the first hurdles to get over. Once you're over that hurdle, it's that conscious thinking around, you know, well, what's holding me back? What's limiting me? What's blocking me? Because we all have them. Even like 8 years on, I still get things that block me. I still get things that show up and go like, stop me in my tracks, and I'm sure you do as well. It's that conscious knowledge of the more you do it, the easier it will become.
I love that. Yeah, absolutely. Like there's, for most new things that we pick up, there is generally something to start with that gives us resistance. And the example I always give is like exercise, because it's something that most of us do but don't love doing. The first time that you go to the gym or the first time that you go for a run, it feels awful, but when you have done it multiple times, obviously you're getting fitter, so it feels a lot better. And it's the same thing, I think, with vision boarding or goal setting or whatever it is that you're doing.
Absolutely, and
being aware of that resistance is the only way that you can overcome it. Like we said before, we're doing the journaling.
I've been saying for nearly a year that I'm going to go to the gym and I still haven't been. So, you know, it's exactly the same thing. I said all weekend we'll go for a walk and we didn't go for a walk. So it's the same. It's the same thing, isn't it? But once you're out there and you're doing it, you absolutely love it. You feel good. And that's the same with vision board. Once you've actually taken the time to create it, you will feel amazing and you will have that motivation and that inspiration each day to actually show up for your dreams, because you are actually worth those dreams. You might not believe that right now, but you are.
Yeah, for sure. And that should be one of the affirmations. If you don't currently believe it, that definitely needs to be one of your affirmations, that you are worth those dreams. And I think when you're building the habit in, as with any habit, like, start small. So if you decide a vision boarding is going to be the thing that you're going to adopt in 2025, don't think I'm going to spend an hour every day like visualizing my vision board, because the likelihood is that's not going to happen. Like, start with a minute or 2 minutes and then do that for a month until it feels really easy, and then increase it if you want to. Because I'm thinking the more time you spend on it every day, the more effective it's going to be. Is that the right kind of attitude?
Yeah, I suppose the more time you spend connecting with it, the more it's going to work for you. Absolutely. But it doesn't have to take up the whole of your day. It is really just like, but the more time you spend working and connecting with it, the more your mindset's going to be stronger anyway. So you're going to be in a better position to take actions and take, you know, steps towards those dreams and those desires.
I like that. Yeah. So I have like 3 mindset touch points throughout the day, I would say. So I do my journaling, gratitude and goal reviewing in the morning. At lunchtime, I'll listen to an affirmations podcast and write them out. And then in the evening before I go to bed, I'll redo my journaling, goal setting and gratitude. So I have 3 points out there. So for vision boarding, I would just add that into those 3.
Yeah, that would be that throughout the day. And it literally will take 1 minute, like 2 minutes extra, because your goal setting is part of your vision boarding anyway. You're just looking at it rather than reading it, I suppose.
Yeah, which I love. And for anyone that's listening that's immediately like, that's way too much, I can't do that, it's taken me 5 years to build that 3-day, 3 touch points per day. Like, I didn't just wake up one morning and think, no, I'm going to have this journaling practice that I do 3 times a day. I built it up from doing it once in the morning, and then I did that for a while, and then I added more into it. So start small with what feels good for you right now and then build it up over time.
Yeah, so exactly, like, going back to how I started, so I started with a very small vision board. It wasn't massive, just an A3 size, a piece of card, my first vision board. And I just started, just look, when I walked past it, I would just stop and spend 1 minute just looking at it. And then as I developed my own toolkits, I then implemented gratitude. So I would start writing gratitudes for the future. So gratitudes can be done in like 3 different tenses. It can be done like past, like what happened yesterday. It can be done what you're grateful for right in this moment. And then it can also be done like, I'm grateful for manifesting X, Y, Z. So that's kind of how I started incorporating gratitude into my vision boarding. Mm-hmm. And then I started working on the journaling, like going deeper into the blocks that are stopping me. So it is just a toolkit to build up. And then as I've developed, I've then implemented things like the crystals, the energy work, you know, card pulls. I'd pull cards based around, like, obviously it was the full moon last night. Obviously that was probably a few days ago when this episode goes out, but you know, things like the full moon, the new moon, I'll pull a card to see what I need to work on during that moon phase. If I've created a new vision board, I'll pull a card that represents the vision board. You know, there's lots of things that you can then add to that toolkit, but I just started with gratitude.
Yeah, which I think is the best place to start.
Yeah,
for sure. I think being grateful for what we have now and for what will come, I think, is one of the most powerful tools that we have at our disposal. And it's such an easy thing to be able to do as well.
Yeah, it was one of my favorite things. It got me through lockdown anyway.
Yeah, I can imagine. You said something there about like changing the vision board. So how often should we be, I guess, we're connecting with it every day. So if things on it are going to change, we're going to know that. Or should we be making time, like every month, I will sit down and make sure that my goals are still the right goals. Yes. Is that the sort of thing we should be doing?
So, absolutely. You've literally like sang like music to my ears kind of thing. So I get lots of people that come and do a vision board, and they'll create one in January and then they'll create another one next January. I get it. It's a new year, a new vision board. I get it. But to really have it on point throughout the year and really stay that connected with it, I would recommend updating it at least every 3 months.
Okay, so once a quarter.
Yeah. If you find, like, at the end of the month, you're doing a bit of a reflection and you've achieved something, take it off. You can add something new on if you've got a new goal for that month. The chances are you've probably set your goals for the year kind of thing. So most of the stuff on there, you might not be adding a lot of new stuff on, like every month. It'll be still something reflected on the vision board as well. As you grow on this journey, your visions will grow with you. Mm. So you might put something on now, and then in December, it might be completely out of alignment with you because you have changed as a person, and that's okay. Doesn't mean the vision board hasn't worked for you. The vision board has directed you to where you need to go, but you won't know that if you don't do those check-ins with it.
Yeah, I love that. And I think it is really important to make sure that you are continuously checking in with your goals and your vision board to make sure that it is still what you want to do. Because I think the worst thing that you want to happen is that you are continually giving brain power to a vision or a goal that you no longer want.
Yeah, there's no point.
It's a waste of your time.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
And I think as well, I'm just going to call out that it's okay if you want to change a goal. Like if you set a goal January 1st and it gets to the end of March, you're doing your quarterly review and you realize, actually, I don't want to do that anymore. That's okay.
Like, that's, you don't have to absolutely feel bad. Okay. And I think if you think back to yourself, like when you were at school or you were at college or university, do those goals that you had then still count now? Absolutely not. I wanted to be a lawyer. Definitely don't want to be a lawyer now. I can't think of anything worse than being a lawyer. The only law that I work with now is the law of attraction.
And my goals were to never work for myself, which is hilarious because I now run my own business.
Yes.
I never wanted to do that. So yeah, they absolutely makes no effect on my life now, those goals that I had then.
And we change as people, and especially if you are on a journey of like self-development, self-growth, and you're working and you're in business, then you are changing and you're learning new things at the same time. So allow that space to allow those new goals to come through as well.
I love that. What a great idea. Any final takeaways from you around vision boarding if we're going to get started, which I most definitely am?
Definitely do it. Okay, don't wait. Don't sit on it. Don't procrastinate over it. Take the actions and get started because it is a journey. And if you don't start the journey somewhere, okay, starting it somewhere is better than not starting it at all.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And actually, one of the blockers that I might have to not get started is that I don't own a printer. So printing out photos isn't super accessible for me. So I will start with a digital vision board. Then I can at least get it done. I've got a vision board, and then
you can send that to a printer's to get printed out as one big board.
Much easier. Well, thank you so much for joining us. It's been so nice chatting to you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. My three key takeaways from today would be to give vision boarding a go. If it's not something that you've done before, I would suggest trying it out because we never know what's going to work or not work. And until we try something, we can't be certain. So I would give it a go. So do what Lisa suggested and start with a mind map or a brain dump of all of the things that you would love out of your life. And then start looking at how you can turn that into a visual vision board. Then I would look at number two, which would be to build a practice of connecting with your vision board every day. So if you don't currently do anything like this, habit stack it against something else. If you have been listening to me or following me for a while, you'll know that I am big on reviewing my goals every day. So I hope you are too. And if you are, then add this into that. If not, start building a practice of reviewing your vision board and your goals on a daily basis so that you can constantly remind yourself of what it is that you're working towards, so that when your brain is faced with decisions, it leans more towards those that are going to help you achieve those goals. And my third key takeaway would be to start journaling. So it's not specifically related to vision boards, but we talked about it a lot in this episode. And it's something that I have done over the like every day for the last 5 years, but I got out of the habit because of all the pain that I was in over the last year, and I've started doing it again, and I've already noticed how much better I feel since starting that in December, and it is the 14th of January now when I'm recording this. And yeah, I've already noticed a difference in how my mindset feels, how I'm approaching the business. It just is such a good way of helping to strengthen your mindset. So doing things like writing out thoughts that are in your head, or writing out what you're grateful for, just little things every day that can help you strengthen your mindset and build a better approach to the decisions that you're making and how you're running your business and how you're showing up in your life. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will see you next time.